I came across an interesting article that involved purchasing new property. And the question was, what do you do when you're buying property where there are tenants who already exist in that property? What is your obligation as a homeowner? What is the obligation, I suppose, or what rights are due to that tenant? And I thought we'd invite Danoon Sampson, who's a senior conveyancer at Danoon Sampson Glovo Incorporated. Danoon, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Good to talk to you.
Let's start off by understanding what a potential buyer needs to be aware of when bidding to buy a property that already has tenants living in it.
Well, it depends on what the potential buyer wants to do with it, because a lot of people want to buy a property where there's an investment, so they take the property with the tenant. So that's the one type of purchase. The other type of purchase is where the person buys a property and expects to occupy and live in it, but they know that there's an existing tenant. So it depends on how they want to handle it. But quite recently, we've had someone who bought a property and then the existing tenant wouldn't move out. So if they're going to buy a property, they've got to actually get to grips with the detail and to find out the unique circumstances of what the plan is. Because, you know, if the existing seller or landlord has actually signed a fixed-term lease, the rights of the tenant are that they come before the sale. So the rights of the tenant is that they will stay in the property. They'll legally be entitled to remain in the property until the lease expires. And the essential issue is that the new owner will inherit the lease. So the lease goes before the sale.
Which means that if I am buying property that has tenants in it who are perhaps, you know, have a lease until the middle of June, or rather the middle of the year, let's say June in 2018, that I have an obligation as the new owner of that property to ensure that those tenants are able to realize the remainder of that lease unless a new arrangement with the tenants gets entered into.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So basically the new owner becomes the landlord, and the same lease details and terms and conditions persist and carry through to the end of that lease agreement. So the lease agreement stays in place, the tenant's rights remain intact, and then the new owner actually steps into the shoes of the former owner.
Are you able to amend the lease agreement? Because obviously, as much as there are standard lease agreements between landlord and tenant, there could be terms, for example, that you are not necessarily happy with. A notice period, for example, that you may want to introduce. What happens if you want to increase the rent? Those kind of things. Are you able to engage in a negotiated agreement with the tenant and then literally form a new lease agreement between you and the tenant?
Yeah, absolutely. There's freedom to negotiate and to come to a new arrangement. And, of course, that takes two to tango. So if the tenant's agreeable, then you certainly can do that. But the real issue is that when the tenant doesn't want to change because maybe the rental is a good rental and they don't want an increase or something, or they don't want to... So typically, sometimes the tenant would like to stay on longer, and the landlord doesn't want the person to stay on longer than that fixed term, so then they'll say, no, I'm not prepared to amend the lease agreement, I'm not prepared to renegotiate, so the existing lease, as you signed it originally with the former owner, stands.
What happens then if I'm buying property with an intention of moving into it and I want to live there? I'm buying the property from the landlord of the tenants, the property owner. Legal processes are followed and I'm due ownership of that property, let's say 1st of January, and I'm moving to a different part of town. I want to move into that house, but they have a lease until the end of June. What process would need to be followed in that scenario?
Well, it's really difficult because the Consumer Protection Act does look after the interests of tenants, and in most cases it would apply. So the landlord or the new landlord can't get rid of the tenant. So I've got a situation coincidentally right now whereby the fixed term, the two-year period of the lease, is now passed. So it's now on a month-to-month rental. So if it's on a month-to-month rental, then the month-to-month notice period will apply, provided the fixed term is passed. So the matter I have at the moment is now that the fixed term has passed, so that now the new owner and the old landlord can give, and in fact did give, the tenant 1 month notice to move out. And that was quite a good arrangement for the new buyer, because of course they wanted to move in. But, you know, it's really common that an existing tenant is very unhappy that the property has now been sold, because quite commonly they would have wanted to stay there for longer and they would have wanted to buy it. And sometimes if they can't buy it or can't get a bond or something, they are very reluctant and uncooperative. So they don't like to move out and they make it difficult. For instance, so the matter that we're having at the moment is that the existing tenant was given a month's notice and then he was being difficult about when he's going to move out, and all sorts of things can happen. Those are the situations.
The lesson to take away from all of this, Danoon, is that you need to do your homework as extensively as possible before engaging in any concluding any transactions pertaining to the purchase or sale of a house.
That's exactly the right issue. You know, it's never a one-size-fits-all. It's always a unique sort of personalized arrangement, and you've got to match the facts to the law. So if I was going to buy a property and I knew that there was an existing tenant there, I would try very hard to meet that existing tenant before you sign the agreement. I mean, it's not always practical, but I would need to try and find out what the guy's and the motivation is, whether he's going to be cooperative. And, you know, you could also have a situation where you can make your sale suspensive or subject to a condition that the tenant moves out by a certain date. And you can write that into your agreement so that if the tenant doesn't move out by a certain date, giving the duty to give the notice on the old seller, then you could actually have the sale cancelled, which is not a good arrangement. But it's probably a better arrangement whereby you buy a property and the tenant refuses to move out.
Very good advice. Thank you very much. Danoon Sampson is a senior conveyancer at Danoon Sampson Glovo Incorporated on the line there from Johannesburg.